Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida. The Word of Eternal Life. Today I like to talk about the ministries of Jesus. So I will title this The Ministries of Jesus Christ. We have studied many times and heard many times the birth of Jesus, who was the Son of God, who came to this earth to give his life, and he has delivered the humanity from their sins. Now I want to go to the Gospel of Mark chapter 1 verse 14. It says here, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. See, Jesus started preaching about repentance. Repentance is the main thing God wanted from every humanity, regardless of you Gentile or a Jewish or Greek or any nationality or religion. God wants us to repent. In the Gospel of Matthew also, we can read chapter 4 verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus did not do any ministry until this time, other than we see him in the Jerusalem temple at 12 years old. After that, we can see that Jesus returned with his parents and they settled in Nazareth of Galilee, that big area called Galilee. It's a territory under the Roman Empire. Now, why Jesus went, Jesus' father Joseph decided to go to Nazareth? Because the king Herod was murdering children of 2 years and under at the time. Gabriel, the angel, told in a dream to Joseph that he should take the child and the mother and go to Egypt and live there like an alien. And after the Herod's death, Jesus and his family returned, because the angel came back and gave another message to Joseph that to go back, that the Herod has died. Now, when Herod died, his son Archelaus was ruling. Since Archelaus was ruling Judea, they did not want to go back their own hometown, which was Judea, Bethlehem of Judea, where Jesus was born, in the tribe of Judah. But they rather wanted to be away from there, so they went and lived in Nazareth. Now, there were two prophecies fulfilled here. One, that Jeremiah prophesied that I called my son from Egypt, which was returning of Jesus Christ. And the second one was that his name will be called Nazarene. Nazarene means he lived in Nazareth. So Jesus grew up in Nazareth. At age 30, he comes out of Nazareth and he go to Jordan River and getting baptized by John the Baptist. Now we know this already. Jesus now heard after his baptism, he has been gone to the wilderness of Judea, and the Holy Spirit of God has sent him there and asked him to fast and pray for 40 days. After the fasting, and while he was fasting, he was tempted by Satan. It says in the Matthew chapter 4, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." If you are Son of God, the way the Satan approached Jesus is a very cunning way, that if he was the Son of God. See, if he can say, yeah, oh yes, I am the Son of God, and prove that by doing something like what the Satan say, then it becomes that you obeyed Satan. The same thing happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They were told to eat the fruit and enticed by Satan that this is a good thing, and this will open your eyes and you will become God, and all those corrupted ways, then they have made them to obey him. Now Jesus, being the Son of God, was able to resist the Satan by saying, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to a holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. See, first Jesus told him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now the devil throw another verse from Psalms 90. It says, he will command his angels concerning you. It is written, right? It's also written. So the Satan thinks that the word is written, so he threw it back at Jesus Christ. See, if you are the Son of God, and it is written that you will be protected and you concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered him, it's also written, do not put the Lord your God to test. You see, do not put Lord your God in test. That means you are testing God that if you will do it or not. That's what Jesus told him back. Amen. And then devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Amen. See, all this splendor, the glory of the whole world, has been shown to Jesus. You see, it's like Satan doesn't know that Jesus knows all these things, but he wanted to entice him, test him, and bring him to danger, that he will obey him. All Satan wanted is Jesus to obey him. Exactly what Adam and Eve have been told to do. They obeyed him. The moment they obeyed him, they lost the glorious covering they had. They became very carnal. They were terrified. The fear and frustration and scare, everything comes on them. Praise the Lord. And they lost the glory of God. And they sinned. It means they disobeyed. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. See, Satan tells here, I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Praise God. So Satan was defeated by Jesus Christ by the word of God. Jesus himself is the word. He was the word in the beginning. He was the word. He was the beginning. He was the word, and God used to speak. Jesus was the word, who created the universe. And all this word in the scripture is exactly talking Jesus. Now Jesus defeated him. At this point, next thing we can see is that Jesus comes out. After this event has passed, now John the Baptist was still preaching. Praise the Lord. Now we see Jesus in the Gospel of John, that Jesus comes and get baptized. Now Matthew talks about his baptism in chapter 3. Now in chapter 3, he received the baptism under John the Baptist, Amen. It says here, Jesus came to from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him or resist him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, yeah, let it be so. Now it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. As Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. I just read from Matthew Gospel chapter 3:13-17. Now Jesus got baptized under John the Baptist. Well, why? He just wanted to say, well, I have fulfilled all the righteousness of God. It is right. It is a right thing to do that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit decided this from eternity, that one should get baptized just to show that he has been obedient to God and he obeying the commandment of, okay, and receiving God's method of salvation. Now, why is it in advance Jesus doing? Because at the end of the whole thing, Jesus' ministry, he tells his apostles, go all over the world and, preach the gospel. Those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mark 16:16, Matthew 28:16. And we see that Jesus was in fulfilling the commandment that God has been giving through him. Now, what is baptism? Baptism is the external appearance or external performance of what you have believed in your heart internally, that you are accepting Jesus Christ. You dying with Christ, going down to the water and coming up to live with him, and hallelujah, and you live with Christ for eternally. Praise the Lord. Now, going back to the ministry of Jesus. Now, Jesus started his ministry, amen, in the Gospel of John, we read that approximately age 30. After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee. I'm going back to Mark 1:14, proclaiming the good news of God. See, God's good news, this is the good news that God has prepared. God has planned from eternity for the salvation of the humanity, that he sent his Son the first time, first place, I will say, to preach the same gospel. Now, John was preaching the same gospel. If you look at the John's ministry starting, he says he preached the same thing. Repent, because the time is at hand. The time has come. Amen. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. What is the good news? The good news is that God is saving all humanity. It's the greatest news the world has to ever heard. But how much is the world is listening to it? How much is the world is understanding that? Because the salvation of humanity is the ultimate goal. It's the biggest goal of God before he recreate the universe again. That man has to be reborn. Praise the Lord. The man need to be born again and become, the children of God. Praise the Lord. As now we see, as Jesus walked by before his ministry, as the point of his starting his ministry, he was going to receive some disciples. Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee in chapter 1 verse 16 of Mark. As I read, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. Now we see, as soon as Jesus was calling, the divine power of the call. Jesus, see, sometimes we wonder, how did Peter and Andrew followed Jesus. Is it possible that someone call you and you just become his follower? Now, we understand from Gospel of John that John has pointed out two times that when Jesus was passing, he directed his disciples, because it seems Peter and Andrew, they were already the disciples of John the Baptist. I mean, us being the John the Baptist disciple, I believe that they were all already baptized and repented of their sins. Now, they were not saved by the blood of Jesus, praise the Lord, because you had to believe in Jesus Christ in order to get saved. Now, they were repentant people and they followed Jesus right away. Now, John writes this a little differently, that John points out the very next day, after the first time he introduced Jesus to them, here goes the Lamb of God who carries the sins of the world. The second day, John pointed them again. Here comes the Lamb of God. So as they hear this, Andrew followed him. Andrew followed him first, and then another disciple, it seems, James or even John. I mean, it is not written there that who was the other person, but they followed him and they said, Master, where do you live? Where do you reside? Jesus tells them, hey, come and see. So as they go after Jesus, they lived with him, they stayed with him that night, and I'm sure Jesus has spoken to them about some divine and eternal things to them. See, Bible doesn't talk about what discussion they had, but they have been with Jesus for the whole night. The next day when Jesus was leaving that area, Galilee, praise the Lord, as he was going, he saw Philip. He saw Philip on the way, and he says, Philip, follow me. Philip follows Jesus right away. He follows Jesus right away. Now, the intermissions and times when they followed him and then they went to do other things, that Bible, the gospel does not explain all those, but at the same time, he was on the way and he saw Nathanael. As Nathanael was seen, he said to Nathanael, Nathanael, listen, we have seen the one the scripture is talking about, the Messiah, the one who is coming, supposed to come and deliver us. This is Messiah. And Nathanael says, oh, how could that be from Galilean, a prophet or Messiah coming up? It doesn't talk about in the scripture. But praise the Lord, Jesus was supposed to be called as Nazarene. That one prophecy, many times they have forgotten. They did not see that prophecy. This was supposed to be called the Nazarene. Praise the Lord. Now, as Nathanael coming toward Jesus, Jesus told him, here comes a man of Israelite who has no guile in him, has no fault in him as he comes. Then as he says that, Nathanael says, Lord, how do you know me? Nathanael in John chapter 1 verse 49, then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. See, verse 48, how do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip called you. See, Nathanael was sitting under the fig tree, and most probably we think he must have been reading the scripture. See, there is a little legend behind Nathanael that he probably was born at the time Jesus was a baby and 2 years old, and the king of Judea, Herod, was ordering to kill all the children. They say there is a little legend story. It was passed by in the Jewish tradition that Nathanael's mom used to work in the fig tree plantation. Under the fig tree plantation, while she was working, she taken her son with him, little baby, and the baby was under the fig tree. Praise the Lord. See, the fig tree leaves are so thick and the plantation is so big and very flourishing, and people could not see them. They were able to escape the terrorizing, massacre the Herod the king was doing. So it seems like Nathanael was under the fig tree sometime. Either he was as a baby with his mother, or he was reading the scripture when he got time under the fig tree's shade and having a fellowship with God in through the scripture. Now Jesus saw him, he says, and as he is God, and Nathanael believed him immediately. You are the King of Israel. This is the great revelation. Peter, James, John, Andrew, and Bartholomew, and all those men, Philip, also God called them. See, we see about the six of them initial disciples Jesus called, including Nathanael. Praise the Lord. Now, we also see that in the middle of all this, in a little bit time, Jesus calling James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were fishermen as well. See, all these men were from the town of Bethsaida in the territory of Galilee. So now we have six of the disciples. Now what I wanted to say next to this is what Jesus' ministry is starting. Right? Now we have the six disciples. Jesus comes out of the wilderness with power, and Jesus' Holy Spirit empowers him. And he defeated devil. He comes out. Here he was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, and he finding his six disciples. Now Jesus, as we can see a little further as we read down in Mark, Jesus drives out an evil spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, Hallelujah. Look, Jesus is coming out to minister to his people, just like Isaiah prophesied about Jesus Christ. Why Jesus was born, one of the things we know, We have the scripture saying the deliverance of humanity. As we all know, way from the beginning, Christ will come, or the son of the woman will come, praise the Lord, and he will deliver them from the Satan, and he will crush the serpent's head. This was foretold, praise the Lord. In Isaiah we read, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all who mourn. Praise the Lord. Jesus' ministry is starting. See, Isaiah prophesied how he is going to be starting his ministry. He is first of all anointed by the God, Spirit of God. The Father anointed him and preached the good news to the poor and sent to bind up the brokenhearted. See, there is so many brokenhearted people in the world at the time Jesus came, and even today. And we are praising and preaching this name of Jesus. He began to teach, and he comes in a powerful way of teaching the word of God. He taught with authority. Just then, men in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, What do you want from us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God. See, a devil speaking through a man who was possessed by a devil. And everyone hears that the devil even testifies, devil even declaring that Jesus is the Son of God. He has given the allowed, he did not allow him to continue, and he said, Be quiet. Jesus told the Satan, "Be quiet." And Jesus sternly commanded him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Now, as we go further in the days of messages, we'll be talking about Jesus' ministry as we go forward. Now, I will conclude right here that Jesus, he is the divine, powerful Son of God, and he came to deliver the humanity. See, if you need prayer right now for healing or anything from any deliverance that you are looking for, financial, physical, emotional, I mean family issues, any deliverance right now, I'm going to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver the listeners, those who are interested, those who like to get delivered. I mean, in the name of Jesus, we pray for economic, financial, I mean, hallelujah, for family, any kind of deliverance they need, any sickness they are going through, those who believe in you, they have deliverance. We pray that you heal them completely. Now, if you want to know more about my ministry, my name is Reverend Dr. Chaco Verghese. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. That's 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida, I mean 33076. And if you want to support this ministry, I will be glad to send you one of my book. It says When You Meet God. If you ask that with a minimum $20 contribution, we will be happy to mail that to you. This is just the price and the shipping cost of the book only. So it's called When You Meet God, or the book otherwise called, second one is known as Does God Answer Your Prayers? Does God Answer Your Prayers? Both of these books are available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble online. And if you like to support my ministry, praise the Lord, please send this, to this address given to you. I mean, my email address is chacov@gmail.com. P like Peter, R like Robert, dot chacov like Victor @gmail.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Christ the blessed one, he is to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot chacov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chacov@gmail.com.
There's a sound breaking out like the sound of many waters, and it's breaking through the darkness. It's the lion in our midst. There's a war breaking out, filled with glory and with power. Can you hear it getting louder? It's the lion in our midst. The Lion of Judah, he's conquered everything. The Lion of Judah, he's washed away. The Lion of Judah is roaring in our midst. Can you hear the trumpet sound, calling every tribe and tongue? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is the Lion.